our governing body commissioner for PG. So we welcome Mr. Krishna Goswami Maharaj. Goswami Maharaj ki
jai. Prabhupada jai. Okay. So we'd like to thank everybody for coming to the Sunday program at the Hare Krishna Center. And as everybody knows, next week, which will be on Tuesday, we'll be celebrating the glorious appearance of Lord Ramachandra. So you're all invited to come. Program starts at what time? Does anyone know? 6:30. 6:30 is RT. 7 o'clock is Abhishek. Right? I know, Abhishek. I understand. Prasadam, no talk? Just eating, Vamsi? That's not our philosophy. So there'll be 6:30 RT. Then there'll be Abhishek of Sita, Ram, Lakshman, and Hanuman. And then after that, there'll be a small talk about Lord Ram's pastimes. And after that, there'll be another RT. And there'll be Mahaprasad. So that's Tuesday, not this Tuesday, but the Tuesday afterwards. And everyone's invited to come. So in honor of the coming appearance of Lord Ram, we'll speak about some of the pastimes from the Ramayana today. And we'll chant Sita Ram before class instead of Jai Ram Madhava. Because many times people ask, you Hare Krishnas, you worship Ram. They ask that question. Isn't it? They say, you're always talking about Krishna. Krishna this, Krishna that, Krishna stealing the butter, Krishna being tied to the butter pot, to the mortar, Krishna killing the demons. What about Lord Ram? Well, we worship Lord Ram too. And Lord Ram and Krishna are the same. Eti, Chamsa, Palapumsa, Krishna's true Bhagavan Swayam. All the various incarnations, they proceed from Krishna. So Ram, Krishna, they're all the same person. Advaita, Achyuta, Ananta, Rupam, Adyam, Purana, Purusham, Navayovanam cha. There is one God. He appears as Ram. He appears as Krishna. He appears as Varaha, Purama, Matsya, the Srinadev, all these various incarnations. Actually, I was just in a place called Tirupati. Tirupati is in the state of Andhra Pradesh in India. And there they worship Balaji. Balaji basically means Krishna as a young boy, Balaji. But Balaji gives a lot of money to everybody, so everybody goes to see him. That's why everyone goes to see it. Because he's such a rich deity. Actually, if you go to see Balaji, you have to help him pay off his debt. But that's another story. We're not going to tell that right now. So as we climb the hill to see the deity of Balaji in Tirumala, has anyone here ever climbed that hill? Did you climb it? No, you went by taxi. You're lazy. So we climb the hill. Anyone here ever climb all those steps? It's 9 kilometers straight up in the air. The steps. So as you climb the hill, it's very wonderful. You see the various incarnations of Krishna. Starting with Matsya. Matsya, of course, is the fish incarnation. Matsya Raj, the king of the fish. And then after that, you have Kurma. And you go through the various incarnations, and Ram is also there. These are called the Dasha Avataras. Dasha Avataras means the 10 avataras of Krishna. And we all know Keshava Drita Narahari Rupa, Keshava Drita Rama Sharira, Keshavadrita Korma Rupa, Keshavadrita Haladara Rupa. They're all Keshava. They're all Krishna. Of course, the word Keshava is the name of Krishna, meaning God with long black hair. Keshava. You understand? Very nice. So today we'll be talking a little bit about some of the pastimes from the Ramayana. Maybe we'll just talk about Ravana. Anyway, let's chant it first. Because I may give a class before the class. Jai Om Vishnupad Padamahansa Parvatacharya Ostatela Satishi Shimad. His divine grace. Abhaya Chana Ravatvadana Gosami Mahashila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anantagoti Vaishnava Vrindi Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Bhuidas Thakur Ki Jai. Vren Sego Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shirvaita Ganadha Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrindi Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna. Gopa Gopa Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavanam ki jai, Vacharanam ki jai, Navadidyam ki jai, Jagadatha Swami ki jai, Yamunamaya ki jai, Srimati Vilasi Devi ki jai, Sambheda Bhakta Vrindi ki jai, Gaura Prabhananda Hari ki jai, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Umgadatimadandasha gavanjana shlakaya chakshur umiritam yenatas nai shigurvay namaha. So I'd like to start off this celebration of the upcoming Ram Navami to talk about Ravana, by talking about Ravana. So he's one of the most interesting persons. So you may ask, why should I talk about Ravana? He's a demon, right? Rakshasa. Well, the reason is, Ravana is a great devotee of Lord Vishnu. If any of you have gone to India, you see in front of every temple in South India, there's two statues of two personalities. And those are the guardians of the Vaikuntha planet. And their names are Jai and Vijay. They have four arms. So once upon a time, the four Kumaras wanted to go to the heavenly planets or to the Vaikuntha Loka, and they were stopped by Jai and Vijay. Four Kumaras are little boys, about 5 years old, and actually the reason they remained 5 years old is because they decided not to get married. So anyway. I'm not saying if you don't get married, you're really 5 years old. I'm not married, and I'm 65. So, but in any case, even though their father wanted them to get married, who was Lord Brahma, they refused. And so they were very pure boys, the Kumaras. Of course, that means little boys, Kumaras in Sanskrit. So they were stopped, and then they got very angry at the gatekeepers, Jai and Vijay, and they cursed them. They said, this sort of behavior doesn't belong in the spiritual world. It belongs in the material world, so we curse you to go down to the material world. Later on, Lord Vishnu appeared, and he said, my dear devotees, Jai and Vijay, I give you the opportunity to go to the material world to be devotees, seven births, if you like, or you can have three births as demons. And some people might say I'd rather be a devotee than a demon, but they decided to be demons for several reasons. One reason is they wanted to get out of this world as soon as possible. Another reason is demons get to think of the Lord in a very deep, intense way, more than many devotees. Because when you hate someone, you think of them 24 hours a day. I mean, think about it. If you like someone, maybe, or you like Krishna a little bit, you think about him when you're in the temple. But if you hate someone, you dream about him, you think about him 24 hours a day. How can you get kill him? So they wanted to think of Krishna in a more intense way. So they thought, well, anger is good. So of course, even in the spiritual world, there's this highest stage of prema called mana, which is anger. You even find Srimati Radharani getting angry with Krishna. And this, of course, is very intense. There's different stages of pure love of God. So, and another reason that they wanted to take birth as demons is because Lord Vishnu wanted them to take birth as demons, because Lord Vishnu likes to fight. And in the spiritual world, there is no fighting. There's a sign that says, no fighting allowed. So when Lord Vishnu wants to fight, he has to step out of the spiritual world. And he doesn't like to fight with just ordinary demons. He wants to fight with his devotees. Just like you like to fight, we all like to fight. That's why we're called neophytes. You understand? Neophyte. Anyways, just like some of you may like to see rugby games. Right? And you say you like the fighting going on. So all that propensity comes originally from the Lord. Whatever propensity you have comes from Krishna. You wouldn't have it if it didn't come from Krishna. Just like any features you have in your body come from your parents. Like I was looking at little babies today and thinking, how much they look like their parents, right? You say, oh, he has the same eyes as his mother. Or he has the same mouth. Talks a lot. So you see like that, so we're actually a Hambija Pradapita, as Krishna says in the Gita. He's the father of all of us. So whatever we see in ourselves is originally there in Krishna in his pure state. So Krishna wanted a fight, so he arranged for his devotees to come down. So they came down. First, this Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyaksha means Mr. Gold Eye. Hiranya means gold. Just like some of you may have the name Hiranya. We have a friend named Hiranyagarbha. Anyway, that's a typical name, Hiranya. Mr. Goldman. So, and when they moved to the West, they changed their name to Gold. Just like I have a friend whose name is Hirolo, who changed his name to Mr. Diamond. Isn't it? They do that. So, Hiranya. So you had Hiranyaksha, which means Mr. Gold Eyes, and he fought with Lord Varaha, and he got killed. And then you had his nice brother, Hiranyakashipu, who also fought with Lord Nrsimhadev, and tried to kill his son before that. That was Pallad Maharaj. Then after they were killed by the Lord, then they took birth as, very interesting, as Ravana and Kumbhakarna. So that's why we like Ravana, because he's actually a great devotee. And in many places, I did some research a while ago to find out if Ravana is actually worshipped anywhere. And there's temples of Ravana all over India. Wow. Where they worship Ravana with a Shiva Linga right next to him. Because Ravana is a great devotee of Lord Shiva. And so this temple, of course, especially in Lanka. We're not talking about what you eat in Lanka. Sri Lanka, Ceylon. They have temples in southern Sri Lanka. They have temples of Ravana and they worship Ravana. And guess what they do on Ravana's disappearance day, which you call Ramujaya. They do pinda for Ravana. And they do all the ceremonies, like if you have a father who passes away, of course you have this pitapap that you have, so they do that for Ravana. Interesting, isn't it? And in some places, they're such great devotees of Ravana, they burn an effigy of Ram. Terrible, isn't it? But there are people like that. So Lanka, or Ceylon, what is called Lanka nowadays, is the original kingdom of Ravana. And the bridge that was built by the monkeys so that Ram could come and rescue Sita Devi has been seen by satellites. They call this Adam's Bridge now. And they say it's a man-made bridge. They can actually see that original bridge. Of course, originally, the bridge was very, very big. It was actually, let's say, like 80 miles, let's say kilometers, about 100 kilometers wide, in the Ramayana it's described. And it was much longer, because at that time, Lanka was further away from India. So, anyway, so that's Ravana. So let's talk about Ravana's parents, because when you talk about someone, you got to talk about their family history, right? So Ravana's mother and father are quite interesting. So let's go back a little ways. Before we talk about Ravana's mother and father, we'll talk about his ancestors. So first of all, there was this great sage, one of the mind-born sons of Lord Brahma. His name was Pulastya. Great, great personality. And Pulastya had a son. His name was Vishravas. And he was a great sage too. And Vishravas married a very nice Brahmin lady. And as a result of that, Kuvera was born. Kuvera, of course, is the treasurer of the demigods. A very great personality. And Kuvera was given as a place to live, Lanka. So there was Kuvera. Okay. So where did Ravana come from? So what happened is at the same time there were these demons, and they were pretty angry. There was actually Mali and Sumali. Mali was killed by Vishnu. So his brother, Sumali, wanted to get even with Lord Vishnu. So what he did is he had a daughter. And his daughter's name was Kekasi. And he thought, I want my daughter to have a son that will be so powerful that we can defeat the demigods and defeat Vishnu. So he was thinking how to get a son that's very powerful. So he was thinking, I need a Brahma Rakshasa, because there's no one more powerful nor more demoniac than a Brahmin Rakshasa. That means someone who's a demon and a Brahmin at the same time. So he thought, let me arrange for the marriage of my daughter, Kekasi, with this Vishravas. So what happened is one day, Vishravas was sitting in his ashram, doing a fire sacrifice with all of his disciples, and Kekasi appears, and she seduces him, basically. She comes to him and just does whatever people do when they do seduction. And he just fell in love with her. And when he fell in love with Kekasi, who was a demon lady, all of the brahmacharis, they left him. Because Gurudev has fallen in love with a demon. Not very nice. Isn't it? So all the brahmacharis left him, and so he was left alone with Kekasi, and this Ravana was born. And in addition, there were other children born too. There's Dushana, there was Kara, there was Vibhishan, there was Kumbhakarna, and a very nice person named Ahi Ravana, sometimes called Mahir Ravana. So there were six sons, and there were two daughters. You didn't know about that one before. One daughter is the famous Surpanaka, who was initially given the name Meenakshi. Which basically means in Sanskrit, she who has fish eyes. Meenakshi. Same thing in Hindi? Similar. Meenakshi, she had, I guess, what does that mean? Like the eyes were like fish. That's a beautiful thing. Meenakshi. Doesn't mean she looked like a fish. But, Meenakshi. And then he had another daughter named Kumbhini. And this Kumbhini became the mother later on of Lavanasura, who was in charge of the Mathura area. And anyway, his son was later on killed. Later on killed, and Mathura was established as a kingdom. Okay. So anyways, they're getting back to Ravana. He was so big that he was threatening to eat all the food in the universe, and there wasn't going to be any left over for anyone else. So everyone was very worried. So when Kumbhakarna got ready to ask for a benediction, it was arranged that the goddess of learning would reside within the in consciousness or the tongue of Kumbhakarna, and instead of asking for the throne of Indra, the Indra Asana, he asked for Nidra Asana. Nidra Asana means a bed, basically. That's a fancy name for bed. Nidra Asana, a place where you sleep. So he asked for that, and he was given the blessing that he could sleep forever. But when Ravana interceded, he begged Lord Brahma, please don't do this. At least let him wake up once in a while. And so he got the benediction that he could wake up once every 6 months. And the rest of the time he would sleep. And then Vibhishan was given the benediction that he would be always pious and devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He would never even think of anything impiously. Very wonderful. And Sarpanaka got the benediction that she could change her form at will, become very beautiful, because she was quite ugly by nature. So she could change her form anyway and fly through the air and get all sorts of mystic powers. Okay. So that's the history of the benedictions. So then when Ravana got that benediction, he became so proud that he decided to conquer the whole universe. First of all, he decided to take back Lanka from his brother, Kuvera. And so Kuvera was defeated by Ravana, and he took back Lanka. Then he decided, I want to conquer death. So how do you conquer death? Actually, the only way to conquer death is chanting Hare Krishna. There's no other way. But Ravana had a materialistic idea how to conquer death. He thought, I'll go to Yamaraj and defeat Yamaraj. So he went to Yamaraj and he saw all these living entities being tortured by the Yamadutas, and he freed them. He freed them for a few moments. And then he went to and challenged death personified, Yamaraj. And Yamaraj got ready to kill him with his lance of death, but Lord Brahma said, no, I gave him a benediction, he can't be killed by demigods. So therefore, Yamaraj disappeared, and Ravana at that point began to say, I have conquered death. So it made him very proud. The next step was to visit Lord Shiva. So he went to visit Lord Shiva in Mount Kailash. And as he entered Mount Kailash, of course he had his Pushpaka Vimana at that time, which was the flower airplane. As he entered Kailash, he saw Nandi, Lord Shiva's carrier, Lord Shiva's associate, and he began to laugh at Nandi. He said, you look like a monkey. And Nandi said, because of your laughing, you're going to be killed because of a monkey. Then he went into Lord Shiva's abode. He thought, I'll show Lord Shiva how powerful I am. And he picked up Mount Kailash. And when he picked up Mount Kailash, Parvati got so scared that she said to Lord Shiva, you've got to do something about this. And Lord Shiva put down his toe and crushed Ravana's 10 arms. Actually, 20 arms. Fresh Ravana is 20 arms underneath the mountain, and Ravana had to pull out his nerves and intestines and make it like a vena to chant Lord Shiva's glories. And also Ravana got cursed by Parvati that he would be killed because of a woman. So we have all these curses. Later on, he got from Lord Shiva what's called the Chandrahas. Does anyone know what the Chandrahas is? No one knows what the Chandrahas is. What does the word Chandra mean? What? Moon. What does the word Has mean? Any idea? Smile. Like Hasha. So, what does it mean, moon smile? Think about it. Interesting. It means a sword in the shape of a smiling moon. And that Chandrahas was capable of killing anyone, except for Lord Vishnu, of course. And so that was his famous sword. He even tried to kill Narada Muni one time with it. One time Narada Muni, thank you, Narada Muni came, and Narada Muni tried to give him some good advice, and he took the sword out and said, Narada Muni, I'm going to kill you. And he took the sword, tried to kill Narada Muni, and the sword went right through Narada Muni. And Ravana said, what type of body do you have? And Narada Muni said, spiritual body, you used to have one too. And in the future you'll get one back. So this is an interesting story. So Ravana was cursed in many ways. Another time Ravana was cursed when he tried to harass this lady Vedavati. Vedavati was actually Sita Devi appearing before Sita Devi appeared, an expansion of Sita Devi. And she was meditating to get Lord Vishnu as her husband, and Ravana grabbed her by her hair, and she... What's that? And she cut her hair and cursed Ravana to die because of her. So later on, that was why Ravana died. Another time, Ravana got cursed by Nalakuvera, because he attacked Nalakuvera's wife, whose name was Ramba, forcibly forced himself on her, and then he cursed Ravana that if you touch another woman without her permission again, you'll die. So you have all these curses against Ravana. But of course, ultimately, Ravana did decide to kidnap Sita Devi. And we're not going to go into that whole story now. But Prabhupada tells a metaphorical understanding of that kidnapping of Sita Devi. And we're going to end the discussion with that. And that metaphorical understanding is, of course, Sita Devi is Lakshmi. Lakshmi means basically money. Everyone is interested in Lakshmi, like you have Lakshmi Puja here, and so many things. So Prabhupada said that everyone in this world wants to have Sita Devi or Lakshmi without Ram. So what happens when you want to have Lakshmi or Sita Devi without Ram? Does anyone know? You get her expansion. What's her expansion's name? Durga. Now you may say, that's nice, I get Durga. No, it's not nice, because Durga is married to Lord Shiva. She's called Sati. And what she does with everybody else when they approach her is she has this trident with three... Thank you. Thank you for your blessings. So, she has this trident with three points. And these three points are the threefold miseries. And Durga's riding on a tigress. And these threefold miseries are miseries from the body, mind, living entities, and miseries for the material energy in general. Three types. And so that's what you get. So that story, the whole Ramayana story, in one sense, can teach us that we want to enjoy Lakshmi or opulence in this world, and we don't give it to Ram, we don't give it to Krishna, we don't give it to Vishnu, we don't give it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then that Lakshmi opulence becomes the source of our suffering. It's a very important lesson from the Ramayana. So as Krishna, of course, says the same thing, Yat Karoshi Yadasnasi Yajahoshi Dadasi Yat Yatapasha Sinkonti at that Purishwadarapanam. Whatever you offer, whatever you give away, whatever you've done, do should be done as an offering to me. And when we do that, then we can have real Lakshmi instead of Maya Lakshmi. In fact, Ravana, he did not have the real Lakshmi. The person he kidnapped was Maya Lakshmi, or Maya Sita, as you may say. And of course, it's interesting, just one final story I'll tell because I know I'm late, is that Maya Sita eventually married the Lord. Not Ram. She didn't marry Ram because in his incarnation as Ram, he took a vow. Eka Patni Vrata. All you married people should take that vow. Eka Patni Vrata. That should be done at the time of the marriage ceremony. Eka Patni Vrata. So Ram, Maya Sita, after she had been with Ravana, and she had been chanting Ram's name, and then she saw Ram and everything like that, she said to Ram, I want to marry you. And Ram said, no. Eka Patni Vrata. One wife, one life, one wife. So he said, in the future you will get a chance to marry me. So what was that future time? Very interesting story, which I'll tell quickly. Once upon a time, Lord Vishnu was in the spiritual world with Lakshmi. And this sage, Brigamuni, came and kicked Lord Vishnu in the chest. Just to test his tolerance. You should not do that. But Lord Vishnu always has on his chest, if you go to these deities in South India, is Brigupada, the mark of the feet of Brigamuni. So Lord Vishnu said to Brigamuni, please accept my apologies for having a hard chest. Are any of you so tolerant if I kick you that you'll offer your apologies to me for hurting my foot? No. You'll be very angry. We should do this test with all of the devotees. So, anyway, but Lakshmi became very angry. And Lakshmi said, how can you tolerate this sage? I'm going to leave you. I can't stand it. You're too tolerant, Lord Vishnu. So Lakshmi left Lord Vishnu. And so Lord Vishnu didn't have any Lakshmi at that point. This is a pastime. This is an interesting pastime. So she came down to the earth planet, and Lord Vishnu was looking for Lakshmi because he didn't have Lakshmi. So he was looking all over for Lakshmi. And while he was looking for Lakshmi, he found this other young girl who was the Maya Sita, actually. And he fell in love with her. And he said, marry me. But she was from a very high-class, rich family. And, you know, you can't have a poor man. Lord Vishnu at that point was poor because he didn't have Lakshmi. You can't have a poor man marry a rich lady. It doesn't work. People should marry people of similar socio-economic classes. So they said, you can't marry him. And Lord Vishnu said, well, let me get some money. Maybe I can marry if I get some money. So Lord Vishnu, he went to Kuvera. And he said, can I borrow some money? And Kuvera, who was the treasurer of the demigods, has a lot of money. But he charges a very high interest rate. He's like, sometimes in Fiji, you can borrow money if you don't go to a bank. You borrow money at 20% per month, right? Very high interest rate. This is called usury, is the technical name for that. It's illegal. So Kuvera said, oh, you can borrow this money, but you got to pay it back. And so what happened is that Lord Vishnu got married with the borrowed money, and he also borrowed a property from one of his incarnations known as Varahadeva. So he had borrowed property and borrowed money. Alright, so he gets married to Maya Sita at that time to fulfill that particular promise he made. Then, what happened is the real Lakshmi comes. She comes with Sita, and she comes and she sees Lord Vishnu getting married to this other lady. And she wasn't very happy about it. And she started to argue with Maya Sita. And Lord Vishnu He wanted to get out, to escape. So what he did, he went to the corner and he turned himself into a deity. And that deity is Balaji in Tirumala. That's a Balaji story. And then when Sita, that is Lakshmi, and Maya Sita saw that, guess what they did? They turned themselves into deities too. So if you go to Tirupati, with Tirumala actually, which is the temple on the hill, then you see Balaji with Sri and Bhu Devi. Sri Devi is Lakshmi, Bhu Devi is Maya Sita. Or Bhumi, that's another name. Bhumi or Bhu Devi. And to this day, the devotees go to the temple and they give donations to the temple to help Lord Vishnu pay his debt back to Kuvera. So the hundi, everybody knows what a hundi is? The donation box. Is like a funnel. It's a big, you've seen it when you went there. I took Sumukha there with me one time. It's like a funnel, and whatever people put in, gold bars and everything, all goes to help pay back the debt to Guevara. So sometimes, there's one interesting story, one man took his son, and he wanted his son to offer some money to Balaji, and he held his son over the hundi. And his son fell into the hundi. And he said to the brahmanas, the pandas, he said, can I have my son back? And they said, no. You've given your son to Balaji. So they never gave him the son back, and the son became a very good brahman at the temple. So whatever you give to Krishna, of course you should give everything. Don't take it back. So anyway, so that's a story about how Lord Vishnu actually even married Maya Sita, and of course Sita. And Lord Vishnu has many wives. As we see with Krishna, in his pastimes, he had 16,108 wives. You may question, how is it possible? But God, for God, that's nothing. God is maintaining nicho nichanam, chaitanam, chaitananam, eko bahulam, yovadadati kamam. God's maintaining all of us. So what's the problem with 16,108 wives? In Kali Yuga, one is a hero if they can maintain one wife. But God is the greatest hero, so he can maintain all of us. So anyway, so on this day we should remember Lord Ram's pastimes and remember how we should always give Sita Devi, give Lakshmi to Ram. So this is the most important message we can give today. So thank you very much. And now we'll have Arti for their lordship. Shri Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Radha Goloka Bihari and Shri Shri Gornatai. Jai, all glories to His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.